You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Second date update.
We have a return caller on the phone who actually did a second date with us a couple years ago.
Wow. Oh, all right.
Really?
That either means we helped her so much she's been in a long committed relationship this whole time.
Yeah.
Or we traumatized her so badly that she's completely avoided dating until now.
Oof. Whoa. Let me go with probably the second.
Yeah.
And it was probably mostly Brooke's fault. But her name is Amanda. Yeah. Amanda, welcome back to the show.
I'm not arguing, Amanda.
I think I'm a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I remember from the last time is the guy didn't want to go out with you because you wanted to put hot dogs on your salad or something like that.
Oh, your hot dog salad girl.
Yeah, which is totally normal in Brooke's hometown.
I haven't called you Amanda in a long time. But I remember you now.
That's ancient history, though. We are moving on and we're happy to have you back. Let's talk about this new guy that you met. Who's he?
So, he's the lead singer in a band. Sorry.
A little band, a famous band. Where are we at?
I mean, they're pretty good, I think.
Chad Kroeger, isn't it? You saw Nickelback?
No.
No. Okay.
Nickelback would be calling back.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Love Wiener Sound.
Yeah.
They're desperate for fans.
Oh, my God. Where did you meet this guy?
So my best friend just got married about a month ago.
Congrats to them.
I met him at the wedding. Well, he was working the wedding, and I was part of the bridal party.
So he was the singer in the wedding band.
He was the wedding singer.
Hopefully he's good then.
I've seen some amazing wedding bands and some not so good ones.
Oh, my God. I never thought about that. I bet they get so much action.
Am I the only one? I keep feeling like Adam Sandler movie. Do you guys remember?
Yeah. With Drew Barrymore?
Classic,
yeah. It's a 90s movie.
Oh, it's literally called The Wedding Singer.
Literally called The Wedding Singer.
Tell us about how you and Chris connected at the wedding. How did that even happen?
Well, I'm just going to be honest. It was a stressful day. And my friend, she was a little bit of a bridezilla.
Okay.
So I was just I'm going to try to get as much fun out of this wedding as I could.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think you're the first bridesmaid to say that, though.
No, I think that's the mantra.
Wow. Yeah.
All my money is going to the liquor, and I don't care.
There you go. We can get on board with that.
So you had some liquid courage going on, it sounds like.
I did. And, throughout the time, they were playing songs, and I was dancing, and I think I was dancing, a little bit too much, but I was trying not to fangirl without looking extra desperate.
Okay. So you were giving them eyes or something while you're out there.
I was winking.
There is a middle ground here where you want to show him you're impressed by his musical skills, but not overly impressed where you look you're thirsty. Yeah.
I just see a drunk girl winking really hard on the dance floor right now. He thinks you lost a contact, probably.
Yeah. Very few times panties get thrown on stage at a wedding event. But take us to the most romantic part of you and Chris.
when they had a break, I went over and I just like introduced myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I brought over some chicken skewers. I brought over some food to the band. And I was like, hey, do you guys want something to eat?
Oh, that's the way to win over a man. Give him some food.
Yeah.
Free food.
They were like really happy that I did that. So like the whole reception, everything was really great. And I danced a little bit too much. I'm going to admit to that.
How is that a thing? Can you dance too much at a wedding?
Yeah. Because the more people dance, the better.
No, yeah. There is a 45-minute dance limit on all weddings.
What?
If you go over the limit, you have to pay.
When they put Shakira on and you think you can barely dance, you dance too much.
Okay. When did it move to romantic with the singer?
Well, I wanted to stay over and help clean up. And honestly, I just wanted more time to talk to him.
So you helped tear down the wedding?
I was helping because it had to be done by a particular amount of time.
Yeah.
And that gave me more time to talk to him.
Oh, that's good. So it was a win-win.
Yeah. It's like, hey, do you want to go for a drink after this? And he's like, no, I got to go home, but I wouldn't mind having a drink here.
So he wanted to have a drink there with you.
Yeah.
At least that wasn't like a full rejection. Like he was like, sure, let's hang out here.
So there's like a bar attached somewhere. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was inside. So we just went back in and we were just chatting for like 30 minutes. We exchanged numbers. I had a great time, but I tried calling him and I haven't heard back from him.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think you read it wrong? Like maybe he's not even single.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just the girl who brought him food, so he's being nice back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
How long has it been since you guys were at that wedding together?
Honestly, like a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks.
That's
a long time. Have you reached out to him?
Yeah, I texted him and I called him a couple of times, but nothing. So I was like, I don't know.
Weird.
Okay. So we're going to call Chris for you in just a minute here. We'll try and get you a second date update and you can tell him I want to grow old with you.
Chris. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She gets the reference. It's from Wedding Singer.
Oh, it is?
It's the song.
That makes it better.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were just creepy.
Yeah, okay.
Same.
Amanda, it's just going to be you and me on our own during this one.
We can just do the movie punch.
Okay. We'll quote the movie. Try and get your second date update right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
I want to make you smile.
Oh.
Oh, I love
it. Is this also Wedding Singer?
Oh, yeah. Are you getting it now?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this movie even good? I don't remember.
Yeah, see, I'm playing
so
this song from the movie
me?
The Wedding Singer because my co-host didn't know what I was talking about when I quoted this song.
Is that Adam Sandler singing it?
But
do you not remember the movie?
I don't.
It's so good.
I mean, I've seen it.
The main reason I'm playing it is because one of our listeners, Amanda, met the lead singer of a wedding band the other day and was super turned on.
It's hard
to compete with Adam Sandler rocking a mullet, but Chris, who she met and was singing in the band the other day, was even hotter. That's why she stuck around late after the wedding was done to help clean up just so she could spend more time with him.
Yeah.
After that night, though, no second date has emerged. Mm. Brooke, thoughts, theories? Would you like to badger the witness? Yeah. Now is your time.
I mean, did you even ask him if he was single?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, so you know he was.
So there goes my number one theory.
Well, what did he say?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, okay.
Good follow-up.
It's a good follow-up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah. You know, he was like, I don't know, maybe.
If he's then like, I'm a married man, so
I don't know.
Could be a clue.
Sad we have to ask.
This will be solved.
Maybe you were more sloppy drunk than you thought you were.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But you would think as the lead singer of a wedding band, he would know that. He's seen that before and would give her some grace.
He doesn't mean he wants to go out with it on a date.
Okay.
Well, I'm coming. Oh,
she's an it now?
Yeah. I'm trying to come in with a positive attitude here. Brooke has no interest. So let's just call him and we'll see what he has to say. You ready, Amanda?
I'm ready.
You got this.
All right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Chris?
This is him. Who's this?
Hey, Chris. My name is Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Chris, you're on the show with us.
Okay, it's a bit random.
Yeah.
What can I do for you guys?
Sorry, don't worry about my co-host. You just focus on me. It's just you and me right now.
Yeah.
We're doing something called a second date update. And we're trying to help one of our listeners who you met the other night at a wedding where you were performing. Do you remember Amanda? One of the things she said that she did was brought some chicken skewers out to you and your band.
Mm. She was a bridesmaid.
I do remember her.
Oh, you do?
Oh, okay.
That's a good sign. Uh-huh. I mean, I bet you meet so many people with what you do.
Yeah, that's pretty clutch, getting food delivered to you. I mean, that's pretty cool. Huh?
That's the way to Jose's heart.
I mean, it's a wedding band. It happens at every gig, to be honest.
Really?
They're required to feed the band.
Oh, I don't know. In the contract.
Okay. But, I mean, food aside, we were hoping to get a sense of what you thought about Amanda, if you liked her at all.
She was just a very, very,
good dancer. Is that what you're going to say?
She was a lot.
Like a lot of dancing.
Definitely a lot of dancing. That's for sure. But I think the biggest thing that really, really, threw me off is that she left us a review on Yelp.
Wait, what?
Wait,
that's good.
She didn't tell us this part. Was she just trying to help you out or something? I mean, she obviously thought you were a good singer and also attractive.
Yeah. Hopefully that's not on the review. She's like, 5 stars. He's so hot. Yeah.
I think that would actually be a good review, actually. I don't think anybody would
mind. She actually left a 3-star review.
A 3-star?
3 out of 5?
3 stars. And she wrote, oh, the music was really good, but the lead singer never called me.
Oh, no, that is way too much information.
It's like a dating review.
Oh, no.
Dude. Yeah, it was extremely awkward. And for me, that really crosses the line.
Yeah.
This is my business. And
could you see it as a grand romantic gesture, maybe?
3 stars, no. Not grand or romantic.
I would try every social media, DMing on literally every app before that.
Were you planning on calling her back before you saw that Yelp review?
I mean, yeah, maybe I was thinking about it, but I've been busy, so it wasn't a matter of just I haven't called it. But then when I saw that review on Yelp, now I just feel like her doing that makes me think, what else is she capable of in terms of a dating situation? And
I guess that's true. I mean, what lengths would she go to? Would she call up a radio show and have them call you out of the blue?
Well, here we are.
So much more uncomfortable.
Because that's what's happening. And
I feel like
she's
coming.
Also on the other line right now wanting to talk to you. I mean,
oh my God,
I don't know what that says about her.
I guess it's your chance to respond to the review.
But yeah, Amanda is there.
You guys are killing me here.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you laughing?
Oh, okay. No.
Amanda.
You seriously left him a negative review?
It's not negative. It's not you totally sucked. It wasn't bad.
But it's all.
Oh, no. I don't go to 3-star restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, three stars is bad.
That's the thing, Amanda. You leaving that affects my business. You know, people are looking to book a wedding band. They look at reviews.
Are you understanding that, Amanda?
No, I totally get it. I'm willing to negotiate.
Oh.
Negotiate? What are you negotiating?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean, how badly do you want me to change that review?
What?
Oh, you can take it down?
You're going to hold his review ransom now?
Yeah. Is this blackmail?
I don't know. Ransom, negotiations. Call it what you want.
Are you trying to be funny?
So
she sounds like she's smiling a lot.
What are you saying? If Chris does go out on a date with you, are you willing to take it down or change it to a 5-star glowing review?
Yes.
2 dates.
Two dates? Amanda, that sounds crazy.
Okay, if we do 1 date, I'll do 4 stars. I'll promise that. I keep my promises, actually.
1 star per date?
I mean, I do admire her her tenacity and roundabout way of getting my attention.
What?
But
are you seriously considering this, Chris?
It's his business. He's a businessman.
Okay, can I totally get points for creativity? Give me some here.
Hey, I'll give you that. That's for sure.
Thank you.
See? He likes her now.
Oh, my God.
Actually.
If this was Survivor, I think you would probably win. So.
Gone from the wedding singer to Survivor, and they both like that.
If anything, she could go with you to any of your future wedding gigs and dance a lot and hype you up.
I could totally help manage, just saying, and negotiate.
What is it?
I wouldn't go that far. I was just going to have you dance to get the whole crowd into it. But
I'm just shocked that Chris is entertaining this idea.
Hey, you know, it's a tough world out there right now with me.
Okay.
What is going on?
Amanda sounds over the moon back there.
Yeah. Based on how this is going.
So, I feel like she's already taken it as a yes.
Yeah. She's something in her coffee.
We need to officially hear Chris say yes to a second date that we will pay for.
Hey, it's one date. Like, I think one day I could probably get you to leave a 5-star. So I guess I would be down.
Oh.
I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's going to trap him into marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Just to save his business.
I think that's the plot to a wedding singer. So thanks for spoiling it. Well, congratulations, you two.
Yay.
You guys got a date.
Yeah. Very unexpected call. Wow.
And Amanda, if you could leave us a review, I feel like
we don't want.
No,
we
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
Ask for that.
Yeah, we're called the Ryan Seacrest Show. Go leave a review.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Guess who's back?
Oh my God!
Amanda and Chris are here to give us an update. Chris, how's the relationship going, man?
Actually, you know, a lot has changed since going on your guys' show.
Oh
really?
Wait, this is like the Yelp review of what happened.
Yeah. What's changed?
What does that mean?
So after your show, Amanda and I actually ended up going back out and ended up together.
Hey.
Nice.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's funny because she started coming to some of the weddings that I was performing at.
Oh.
That's
kind of funny.
Groupie
it's kind of weird. Bring your girlfriend to work day.
You don't hear me. Hey, guys.
Oh, you are there.
Oh,
I'm here.
How was it going to the weddings with him?
It's going really well. Like, I was there to be supportive. And
don't lie. To get free cake. I know it.
And free cake and drinks.
All about the cake.
And it was funny. At one wedding, Chris started playing a love song, and halfway through the song, he called me on stage, and he told everybody that he's met someone special.
What?
And yeah, it was really sweet.
Someone else's wedding?
Oh, yeah. Wait, this is someone else's wedding. Hold on.
Yeah, and everybody was like tearing up.
Oh,
they're
they
like,
were.
Oh my God, you guys.
I'm sure the bride was crying. Or yeah. The mother-in-law was crying.
Yeah, because they just paid Chris a bunch
yeah.
of money.
Yeah.
That's an odd move, Chris.
It was
well,
a love
the part
fest.
That Amanda's
okay.
actually also leaving out is that when she came up on stage and, you know, everybody was having a moment, she started singing with me.
Oh,
and
oh, a little duet.
Amanda actually had a pretty good voice, so everybody was sort of blown away.
You said she had a good voice?
Yeah, she actually has a really good voice.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So now you guys are business partners and more than that.
What? We are no longer together as a couple, but we are still in in the same band.
Oh, you guys broke up?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
But you still work together.
But now you're in the band together. I guess that's an awesome thing that came from it.
We're still, like we're on great terms. Everybody enjoys Amanda, and she's been doing a great job in the band. So, like, I think all in all, it worked out.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
I give her a hard time sometimes because I say maybe that she wants to join the band the whole time. That's why she. But
maybe.
Actually, maybe. It's Amanda's band now.
Yeah.
And it's like when Fergie came on to the Black Eyed Peas. Nobody cared about them before her.
Guys, I'm pulling a No Doubt. Just don't tell him.
Oh, okay. A little Gwen Stefani.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, glad it has kind of worked out for you two.
Yeah.
If not romantically, but professionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep us updated. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.